Yo, what up, Street Talk, Street God, Street Vlogs, Arkham in the house. Right, some thoughts. So I call this Ready to Conquer. So, yeah, to conquer, to overcome, I mean, it's a metaphor. See all this stuff. And I suppose one of the optimistic things about being in LA or whatever is it feels like such a carte blanche opportunity for conquering, right? So you could conquer the pavement, you could conquer ideas, conquer the art world, the photo world, the fitness world, whatever has yous. Ultimately, I mean, it's funny, we went to Abbot Kinney the other day and just went to walk. And it seems like a big thing that I've personally discovered is everybody here kind of was like chasing this abstract notion of quote-unquote success. And A, nobody really knows what that is. And B, I think they don't know why they're chasing it. And the reason why I think this is kind of a critical thing to consider is that, yeah, in this short life of ours, like, we got limits and this and that and stuff like that. And in this short life of ours, right, like, what are you going to attempt? What are you not going to attempt? And I think in life, one of the greatest things to gain is what to do, what to not do, what to leave undone, etc. And so I think in life, actually, the trying to do too much is actually kind of a foolhardy thing. I think one of the most intelligent things we could do is decide what we're going to do, what we're not going to do. So, for example, I think it's a good idea to try to do a lot, but the nuance is try not to do too much. So for example, everyone has limited bandwidth. I think, there's only so many hours in a day or a time you could carve out. And I was actually thinking the thing that you could negotiate for yourself is time and attention, right? And there's only so much physiological energy that you could have in a day, and there are certain things that Cindy calls like non-negotiables, right? Like, what are things that you must do no matter what? So for example, I must go out of the house, I must get natural light, I must work out. Get some nice light. And the wherefore is like towards what ends, right? So for me, I know, like, I like my ideas and I think that they're quite great and motivational and they could help benefit others. I mean, certainly they benefited me, and therefore I feel like it's my duty to share that which has benefited me with others. But this is where courage is essential, because 99% of the time, your advice or whatever thing is going to fall on deaf ears. Like, even our best friend Jesus, like, one does not become a prophet in his own hometown. And also, whenever you try to help, there's a huge risk that it's going to be taken the wrong way and stuff like that. But I think that's where courage is essential. And I think the truth is, 99% of the time, things are not going to turn out the way that you want them to turn out. They're actually going to turn out maybe even the opposite or something totally different. And this is where the philosophy of entrepreneurship is important, because to entrepreneur should be seen as a verb, to attempt, to try something new. And how it will manifest is actually outside of our control. And I think this is an important thing to consider, because in life, if everything always turned out the way we wanted it to turn out, it would probably not be that interesting or enjoyable. So for example, I think the reason why people like, gambling or whatever, slot machines, whatever, is that you don't know what the outcome is going to be, and that's kind of the fun and the thrill. And I think in entrepreneurship, the risk is the reward, and also to be able to have the courage to risk I think it's a great one. And yeah, so I think, yeah, ultimately, I think life curation's about figuring out what you truly care for, what is really critical to you. And using your limited physiological energy to propagate, to publish, to share, to create, to empower others with tools, ideas, things that could hopefully be of some sort of a benefit is a good idea. And I also think that when it comes to your Archimedes lever, it's like the one thing that could make a huge difference. Not necessarily even like what you're the best at, it's just kind of like, what do you really, really love and care for so greatly and deeply that you're willing to sacrifice great energies and times and stuff like that to pursue those ends, right? And so for me, I feel like I have lots of very interesting ideas on, like, you know, health, life, fitness, lifestyle, blah, blahs. And then my personal curiosity is, good morning. My personal curiosity is using myself, my platform, blah, blahs to hopefully make some sort of meaningful change, right? So for me, I think it's like this intersection of vlogging, making videos, vlogs, sharing information and ideas. And so when in doubt, just propagate your ideas.